Ez itt a Digitális Strand. Merülés!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. questions in existence. All questions are false, unreal, non-essential. Because life is not a problem to be solved, it is a mystery to be lived. Only the fools go on questioning and go on thinking that some answers will help them. No answer is going to help you. Every answer will create more questions.
I don't mean everyone in the world, of course. Just the people I thought I knew. Like my mother, for example. She is impulsive and easily upset. My father is silent, but he's angry. But I know them. They don't surprise me. They don't even disappoint me. And the people at work are mostly calm. They accept their fate. They don't go out of their way. But I hardly expect otherwise. So yes, I'm almost never surprised. People are who they are. But not today. I wake up in the morning and I put on my coat, the one with the hood. I put my hood on. I pull it tight so you can only see my eyes. And I reach for the door. I'm going to work, I say. And I turn around and I see my mother. But though this woman looks like my mother, she's not my mother. I can tell. because this woman wearing my mother's mask curls the lips in a wrong way. My mother doesn't smile with half her mouth. But this woman has her own smile. She's pushed it onto my mother's face. But I know the difference. We stare at each other. And I feel what people call fight or flight. There's a stranger in my house. I could leave them there, masquerading. Or I could go on, pretend as though they are who they say they are. I think about it for a few seconds and then I turn away. I leave the house. My heartbeat is elevated. And I feel a little sick, as though I've abandoned her there. She could be in the house. The stranger might have done something to her. Might have stolen her soul. But I'm so panicked, the first feeling is that I've got to save my own skin. So, as I think, my feet take me farther and farther away from my home and closer to work. And I wonder, is my father still asleep? Will he understand what is going on once he wakes? Is he in danger in that house? Or maybe he's seen her for so long. He wants something new. He's not afraid of change, even if it means the person he knew is gone. Something. Someone else. Has taken its place. I can't stop thinking. About my poor father waking up. I almost turn back, but I keep on hoping that I've simply made a mistake, that perhaps my mother has suffered a small stroke, and that's the reason for the half smile. I mean, there could be all sorts of reasons. She could have discovered something she never wants to tell us, something that has made her deeply cynical. Well, you never know. People discover things every day about the people they love. Soon enough, I'm at my office door. I walk in and I realize the troubles have spread. Everyone is no longer themselves. I look at Mary. She's usually a very dull, resentful woman. Hardly looks up at you when you say hello. But now her eyes are glittering. Her hair is pulled another way. And she lifts her fingers to her mouth. I I nod and I pass her. And I look at Henry. He's a tall, thin man. We used to be cheerful, but now he just stares at me. He doesn't say hello. I don't know who's overtaken them. I don't sense much of what lies behind the face. I only know one thing, it's not them. Something has happened. I sit down at my desk, I put my head down and I work. I work. But when we go into a meeting, it's just chaos. Because no one knows how to do anything anymore. But they're still pretending. It's the strangest thing. People not admitting they're not who they are. Mary keeps telling me she's Mary, insisting. And Henry pretends I'm joking. So I stop there. I don't try to explain anymore. I simply go along and then I leave the workplace for the day. And I go home. And as I walk home, I'm worried about my parents. How are they dealing with one another? And where have my real parents gone? Will they come back? Just as migratory birds come back their homes. How long will it take for them to come back? For everyone to come back? And what's the cause of this all? Why is no one who they were before? Why is everyone changing? People don't change. They may deviate a little bit, but by the time they're 35, the soul comes back. Just like the earth goes around the sun, it may take some time, but the soul comes back. And after that, we don't change much. Not like this. And I still can't get anyone to confess. They all say they're exactly who they were before. But when I test them, you see, if I was mad, then if I tested them, they would still pass. They would know all the details of their former selves. But they don't. They get very confused. And so I know I'm not going mad, it's them. They really have lost themselves. So I take the key to my door, and I open up, and I go inside, and my father's in the kitchen. He looks up, and strangely enough, Although everyone else has changed, my father is still exactly the same.